Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hi, this is Anne-Marie and welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcast tip for coaches and consultants who want to launch a podcast to nurture listeners into leads, get clients, and build their business with their podcast. This is tip number 8. Now, in tip number 7, I shared that one of the most common questions I'm asked by coaches who are thinking of starting a podcast is, where do I start? Now, the second question that I'm often asked after that one is this: what's the best microphone for my podcast? And the answer is simple. The best microphone is the microphone you have available to you right now. However, before we even begin to consider technology, one of the questions I ask them is, and I want to ask you, is why do you want to start a podcast? And if their answer is this, because I'm just not generating the clients that I want and I feel like the world's best kept secret and I've heard a podcast will help me get my message out to more people, well, if that's how they respond, that response is a red flag. Why? Well, because if their message isn't working already, if how they speak about themselves and the services that they offer is not generating interest, not generating inquiries, I would rather they focus on getting their message right first and then launch a robust podcast strategy to help them expand their reach, help them expand their visibility with a message that works. Because they're right, a podcast will help them amplify their message and it'll help you amplify your message. But if your message isn't working, your podcast is only going to amplify your message, which is not working, to more people. So you could end up possibly confusing even more people. So rather than focusing on the make and model of microphone, focus first on your message. That's because you cannot edit and mix compelling content that converts, compelling content that nurtures listeners into leads from content that doesn't make sense, that's not compelling, that doesn't speak to the heart of your ideal client and what he and she is struggling with, even if it was recorded on the best microphone available. So worrying about what microphone to get if your message isn't already working is the wrong thing to focus on. However, if your message is working already and you're successfully generating leads, inquiries, and clients from your message, then you're ready to launch a podcast. And if that's the case, the best microphone for you is going to depend on a number of things. As I said previously, the best microphone is the microphone that you have available to you right now. And don't go out and buy an expensive microphone that later on you may end up regretting. In fact, I was interviewed recently on a show and the host had bought a microphone for them, but the microphone sounded terrible and they were going to take it back. But it was a very expensive one and one recommended, but it just didn't suit their needs and it didn't suit where they were interviewing in the space, because your environment is going to make a difference as well. So all of these things and more is going to make a difference in the selection of your microphone. Know that the microphone that you get may also sound different depending on where you're located, because as I said, the environment is going to impact the quality of sound. How are you going to use the microphone? Do you want to take your microphone and podcast on the road, so to speak, and be able to record it on different locations? Maybe you are a tech geek and therefore a bit of a tech snob when it comes to your technology. By the way, there's nothing wrong with that. I do like my tech as well. Maybe you're not a tech geek at all and you just want something that's going to sound good enough while be simple to set up. So The best microphone for you is going to depend on a number of factors, so keep that in mind as you continue your research. But most importantly of all, your message, and working that out before you worry about the make and the model of the microphone is crucial. I'll see you in the next tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast, but you're just not generating the results you'd hope for. Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.